This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls is in full swing, set to conclude tomorrow. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. Polling for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies of 13 states and union territories. In Rajasthan, 13 Lok Sabha seats will go to polls in this phase. BJP, Congress and independent candidates have put their all efforts into the election campaign. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held an election rally at Tong, Sawai Madhopur in Rajasthan this morning. Addressing the public gathering, Prime Minister Modi highlighted his government's achievements. Late in the day, Mr. Modi will be on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh from today. During his visit, he will address three public meetings in various Lok Sabha constituencies of Chhattisgarh. He will also address election rallies in Shakti, Jhanjgir Champa Lok Sabha constituency and Dhamtari of Mahasamund Lok Sabha constituency. Tomorrow, he will hold a public meeting in Ambikapur of Sarguja Lok Sabha constituency. As Kerala gears up for polls on Friday, all the major political fronts are in the heat of the final campaign with the presence of national leaders and star campaigners. Senior BJP leader General V.K. Singh campaigned for NDA in Aluva yesterday, while more BJP leaders are expected in Kerala in the final leg of campaign. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will campaign for UDF in Chenganur and Wayanad today. Congress leader Sachin Pilot will also participate in various election programs in Thiruvananthapuram today. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will attend the election event in Kannur today. CPM leaders Prakash Karat and Brinda Karat also campaigned for LDF yesterday. The public campaign will end tomorrow. The nomination for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls will end on the 25th of this month, while the nominations will be scrutinized the next day and the candidates cleared will be allowed to withdraw the candidature by the 29th of this month. A total of 96 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month, including Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished people on the occasion of Hanuman Jayanti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remembered Lord Hanuman and said that the dedication of Pavan Putra will always remain an inspiration for all the devotees of Ram. He wished that with the Lord's blessings, the resolution of a developed India will get new energy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called India's performance in the latest Kwakwaralli Simons World Rankings on Higher Education encouraging. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the emphasis on quality education in the future will deepen even further to benefit India's Yuva Shakti. He added the government is focusing on research, learning and innovation in a big way. Prime Minister also met Nunzio Kwakwaralli, the CEO of QS. Mr. Kwakwaralli announced that over the next few weeks, QS will share some results from the latest QS World University Rankings by subject, starting with the Indian higher education system. He mentioned that Indian universities demonstrated the highest performance improvement among all G20 nations this year and have become one of the world's most rapidly expanding research centers. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave spell is likely to continue over East India to the next 4 days and expand to more parts of the region from tomorrow. Heat wave to severe heat wave conditions is likely to prevail in isolated pockets over Gangetic West Bengal. IMD has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over interior Karnataka, Odisha, East Uttar Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The maximum temperatures were in the range of 42 to 45 degrees Celsius over most parts of Odisha, Rayalaseema, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Southwest Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh. In judo, India's Tulika Mann has advanced to the semifinals of the Asian Judo Championship 2024 in Hong Kong yesterday. The Indian judoka outplayed the number one seeded and the reigning Asian champion Kim Ha-yoon of South Korea in the women's 78-kilogram quarterfinal. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Mumbai Indians by 9 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.